This is Inside the Indiana Business Radio on demand for Wednesday, March 20, 2024. I'm Gary Dick. Governor Eric Holcomb will join corporate and community leaders in Warsaw today to mark the opening of the Plug and Play Innovation Hub in the heart of the orthopedics capital. Plug and Play bills itself as a leading global innovation platform, and the new office will focus on the rapidly growing medtech industry and also attempt to fuel startup growth in the sector. Jasper-based Indiana Furniture is relocated to its new corporate headquarters facility in the DuBois County City. The furniture manufacturer says the new space is designed to promote teamwork, innovation, and employee well-being. Last September, the University of Southern Indiana saw overall enrollment increase for the first time in more than a decade. In a special Q&A for our Evansville Region report, President Ron Rochon said the university has worked hard to buck the trend of fewer high school graduates deciding to go to college.
We've been focusing on a couple of variables over the last half dozen years in particular, and that's retention of our existing students, our continuing students within our majors, making sure that students, again, are coming in and not leaving with debt without that degree. That has been an important focal point for our university. We have really worked hard at looking at first-time, full-time candidates, and we have been blessed, to see that number raised this past semester.
From the state's number one source for Indiana business news, you're listening to Inside Indiana Business Radio. Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage. A developer has invested about $30 million into the former H.H. Gregg headquarters campus in Indianapolis, with hopes of fully leasing the property by next year as an industrial park.
Indianapolis-based CityMark has already leased about one quarter of the old appliance retailer's home, which it acquired in December 2021 for $14 million, to a pair of companies that will use their spaces for showroom, office, and warehousing purposes. CityMark has largely converted the 30-acre property to a 313,000-square-foot industrial park named 96th Street Commerce Park. It invested about $16 million to tear down the iconic two-story H.H. Gregg showroom on the north side of the site and separate the remainder of the previously connected buildings into three freestanding structures. CityMark's efforts come after a couple of failed attempts to jumpstart development there following H.H. Gregg's demise in 2017. Jimmy Cohoat with commercial real estate brokerage Colliers International said an additional 232,000 square feet is still available for lease, with a marketing focus on local and regional companies. Alex Brown, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
BP's sprawling oil refinery in northwest Indiana has resumed normal operations more than 6 weeks after a power outage prompted the energy giant to temporarily shut down the complex and evacuate workers. A BP spokesperson says the Whiting refinery is back to normal operations at the massive site along Lake Michigan. The Dormer School of Business at Purdue University Fort Wayne has announced that it has received $1.3 million in gift commitments toward building renovations and the development of a banking industry center. The project, expected to be complete in August of 2026, will add 10 classrooms and provide space for faculty and staff to centrally locate. This is Gary Dick for Inside Indiana Business Radio on demand.